Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 2, The Issue, pages 19 to 21. So bows and must the mind-born will in man, obedient to the statutes fixed of old, admitting without appeal the nether gods. In her, the superhuman cast its seed. Inapt to fold its mighty wings of dream, her spirit refused to hug the common soil, or, finding all life's golden meanings robbed, compound with earth, struck from the starry list, or quench with black despair the God-given light. Accustomed to the eternal and the true, her being conscious of its divine founts, ask not from mortal frailty pain's relief, patched not with failure, bargain, or compromise. A work she had to do, a word to speak, writing the unfinished story of her soul, in thoughts and actions graved in nature's book. She accepted not to close the luminous page, cancel her commerce with eternity, or set a signature of weak assent to the brute balance of the world's exchange. A force in her that toiled since earth was made, accomplishing in life the great world plan, pursuing after death immortal aims, repugnant to admit frustration's barren role, forfeit the meaning of her birth in time, obey the government of the casual fact, or yield her high destiny up to passing chance. In her own self, she found her high recourse. She matched with the iron law her sovereign right. Her single will opposed the cosmic rule. To stay the wheels of doom, this greatness rose. At the unseen's knock, upon her hidden gates, her strength made greater by the lightning's touch, awoke from slumber in her heart's recess. It bore the stroke of that which kills and saves. Across the awful march no eye can see, barring its dreadful route no will can change. She faced the engines of the universe. A heart stood in the way of the driving wheels. Its giant workings paused in front of a mind. Its stark conventions met the flame of a soul. A magic leverage suddenly is caught that moves the veiled ineffable's timeless will. A prayer, a master act, a king idea can link man's strength to a transcendent force. Then miracle is made the common rule. One mighty deed can change the course of things. A lonely thought becomes omnipotent. All now seems nature's past massed machinery, an endless servitude to material rule, and long determination's rigid chain. Her firm and changeless habits aping law, her empire of unconscious deft device, annul the claim of man's free human will. He too is a machine amid machines. A piston brain pumps out the shapes of thought. A beating heart cuts out emotion's modes. An insentient energy fabricates a soul. Or the figure of the world reveals the signs of a tide chance repeating her old steps in circles around matter's binding posts. A random series of inept events to which reason lends elusive sense is here, or the empiric life's instinctive search, or a vast ignorant mind's colossal work. But wisdom comes, and vision grows within. Then nature's instrument crowns himself her king. He feels his witnessing self and conscious power. His soul steps back and sees the light supreme. A Godhead stands behind the brute machine. This truth broke in a triumph of fire. A victory was won for God in man. The deity revealed its hidden face. The great world mother, now in her arose, a living choice reversed fate's cold dead turn, affirmed the spirit's tread on circumstance, pressed back the senseless dire revolving wheel, and stopped the mute march of necessity. A flaming warrior from the eternal peaks, empowered to force the door denied and closed, smote from death's visage its dumb absolute and burst the bounds of consciousness and time. End of Canto 2.